What were your first words? What were the first words you said? What were the first words you remember hearing? I do not remember my first words, but my parents do. First words are interesting things. Parents eagerly await the first words of their children. The first words of books and stories and movies and even documents of the church are important. First words tell us something about the words that are going to follow. And what is the first word of the Lord Jesus to his disciples? What is the first word that Jesus speaks when he goes up the mountain and sits down to teach? What is this first and precious word? Blessed. Not cursed, not condemned, not excluded, not rejected. Blessed is the first word of the message of Jesus Christ. For the message of Jesus bestows the blessing of life in communion with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The message proclaimed today invites us to a life of following the Lord. The message proclaimed today opens us to the gifts and graces that Jesus desires to give to us. The Lord Jesus pronounces blessed the poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, the merciful, the clean of heart, the peacemakers, those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, and those who are persecuted for the sake of Jesus himself. Jesus pronounces blessed everyone that most of the world considers useless. But these virtues, these dispositions of heart, which Jesus calls blessed, are how we follow Jesus. And these virtues, these dispositions of heart and soul, help us to participate in our worship. For when we come to the celebration of the Eucharist, recognizing that we are poor in spirit, our life and our faith and our world are gifts to us from the Creator. At the very beginning of every Mass, we mourn for our sins. We cry out to God for mercy for those moments when we have not been faithful to His goodness and for the moments when we have not shown mercy. We listen in meekness and humility to the proclamation of the Word of God. We listen to the message of salvation once spoken to our ancestors in the faith, but now spoken to us today, to you and to me. We listen to the Word of God to be formed and consoled in the faith that leads to eternal life. And as the bread and wine are presented on the altar, we admit our own hunger and thirst for righteousness. We are hungry for the righteousness that belongs to God alone, yet in His mercy and love He has shared with us. For in our baptism He has placed this righteousness within us, such that we are temples of His glory. And in the Eucharistic prayer, we ask the Father to mercifully hear our prayer offered through the Son and make us clean of heart. We beg Him to grant us His peace in this life and fellowship with the saints in heaven. We turn to the Lord Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, and we beg Him to say the word that will heal us and the word that will strengthen us to face the persecution for the sake of righteousness and the persecution for the sake of the name of Jesus. And here at the altar, we offer our poverty and receive His riches. For from this altar, we will be fed with the bread of life so that we can live here and ultimately live forever the life of the blessed. Amen.